10 past three. Will you be bashing down the doors of Myer and David Jones to get a couple of bargains at the mid-year sales? 92211882. Retail expert and the CEO of the Retail Solution is Roger Simpson. Roger, g'day.
G'day, Ollie. How are you going?
I'm really well, Roger. The big retailers, Myer and DJs, have just gone a couple of days early this year. Were they trying to catch each other out?
Well, it's pretty ruthless out there, I think, Ollie. And I think anything they can do to get one on each other would be pretty good for either one, I'd suggest. But, yeah, interesting. They normally, it's the 1st of June, where they normally go, and this year they've gone early. So very interesting.
Do you believe, Roger, that those listening to us this afternoon still set their watches or their calendars by the mid-year or end-of-year sales, and we tick down the days until the big retailers offer 40 or 50% discounts?
It's interesting because Myer have been saying about this one, of course, and they say it every year, they have two big sales. They've got Boxing Day and they've got their mid-year or mid-winter sale.
Mm.
And yet what's happening prior to Boxing Day and prior to Christmas is they're discounting. So I think customers are expecting when they go into these stores to get bargains all year round.
I do too. 92211882, do you wait for the mid-year or end-of-year sales, or do you find, it doesn't matter when you walk into the store, you're going to find a saving? Because, Roger, I don't know about you, but I get bombarded almost every single day with some particular company or business saying, hey, Ollie, we've got 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% off today. Make sure you buy now before Thursday. And then when Thursday rolls around, they say, you've got another 24 hours. Then when the next week rolls around, we've got a new sale. It's exactly the same as it was the previous week.
Oh, Ollie, you're making me laugh there because it's so true.
It's never ending, though, is it, Roger?
Oh, look. We've just, for some reason, retail has just turned into a battleground of discount. And as they say, it's a race to the bottom because you look at Myer and they've just lost $500 million. DJs have written off $700 million. They are not going to get that back by discounting.
Mm.
They are cutting the guts out of their margins. And sure, they're going to get shoppers in, but I think it's because generally, when you're discounting, it's about getting more shoppers in. But obviously, you want the shoppers to come in to purchase from you at that discounted price, but then you want them to come back. Now, Myer and DJ have done nothing to get customers to come back. And I think a lot of customers are just going, yeah, I'll go in for a bargain, but then I'll just come back to shopping online, or I'll go back to H&M or whatever. And I think it's a very short-term dodgy strategy that they're going for here.
Okay, so what can Myer and DJs do, Roger, to try and keep shoppers coming through the door as opposed to, as you say, all the competition, all of the websites, all of the options we have online? What do our major two retailers have to do to survive?
I think they've got to do something different. And what they've been trying to do, of course, is over the years is, you know, they've been cutting back staff, they've been going with concessions, etc. And the thing that you go into Myer, it's just confusing. You go in there and you're looking for something and you approach a staff member and they say, oh, no, sorry, that's not my department. And customers don't want that. They want everything to be made easy for them, as it should be, because they're the customer. So there's that issue. It's, as I said, it's hard to find your way around as far as, I'll buy this and this and this. They do that by brands as opposed to make it easy for them. But there's no feeling. It's just like a big barn when you go in there and, oh, I'll buy something there, etc. We've got to get back to the basics, you know, where you got people, you walk in and someone greets you and looks after you. I've been reading this afternoon about Nordstrom, and Nordstrom's a big department store chain in the US, and they have gone right down into technology now and doing things really differently. And I think that's what Myer and DJ have got to do. Otherwise, they're going to be left behind.
Yeah, well, I can give you a real-life example. My wife Amy and I are expecting our first child in August. We walked into Myer in the CBD a couple of months ago now,
yep.
And we were sort of almost blown away by one particular staff member in the maternity section who just took Amy under her wing, made her feel so comfortable by giving her customer service. And that that became just such a great takeaway for us to say, wow, there are some fabulous people that work in retail who their stock, who know their customers, and they're happy to help. And if we can have that experience every time, we walk back in any day.
Absolutely. And saying that as well, I was in Myer as well a few months ago and had the same experience in their footwear department in Chadstone. The guy that served me in there was fantastic. So, but it's so infrequent, Molly, that this is the problem. And I think what's happened is over the last sort of 4 or 5 years is that because we've seen it so infrequently, is that shoppers have been burnt a bit and they go, and of course, we always want things cheaper. So, we'll go in there for the bargains, but I'm not so sure it's going to be the right strategy to get those customers to come back again if the service is poor. And again, that's what Nordstrom have identified as well, is they can have all this wonderful technology in the world, but if their service is rubbish, it's not going to work. So you got to get both those things right.
Yeah, absolutely, you do. Roger Simpson, appreciate your time on Perth Live today. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Ollie. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, my pleasure as well, Roger. He's a retail expert. He's also the chief executive of The Retail Solution.